Hello and welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. I am Umm Salma Ibrahim. Well, bullying occurs almost everywhere, even in the most unexpected places, and it is hurtful to everyone involved, from its targets to the witnesses and even to the bullies themselves. Ever since a video went viral on social media of a female student slapping another female student while a group of other students filmed the scene, bloggers, parents and other citizens have been expressing concern over the incident. Some have been asking, how can parents understand that their child is being bullied? So, what should parents of children who are being bullied do? In today's episode of Nigeria Daily, we have in the studio Coach Jidda, a therapist, emotional intelligence and mental health coach. Also, we have in our midst a guidance and counseling teacher and a parent to discuss and highlight the causes, preventions and the necessary actions to take when your child is being bullied. Welcome to the podcast, ladies.
Thank you.
Okay, let me start with Coach Jidda. Coach, can you please tell us what is bullying?
Okay, thank you for having me.
Literally,
bullying, as we saw it yesterday, I think the video came out yesterday, is like it could be verbally, it could be via online bullying. Yeah, bringing down other people. Literally, it could be making the other person feel less than they are. It could be abusing other people physically. It could be abusing them verbally. Just literally making the other person feel bad, feel less than they are. Yeah.
All right. In what forms do this bully comes?
Bullying comes in different forms. Like I said, it could be physical bullying, as we saw it on social media, how the other girl was slapping the other lady.
Yeah.
It could be verbal abuse, like abusing the other person or saying things, demeaning things, saying things that will bring down the other person. It could be saying them online, virtually, like online bullying, as we all see it in this comment section.
Yeah.
And as we are even seeing it right now, I could see the other boy that was seated beside the girl. I didn't get the whole story, but I could see the online bullying that is even going on right now towards the other boy that wasn't doing anything.
Mm.
People do not know that is online bullying. That is literally bullying at its best, because he didn't do anything. Yes, he had a lot of reasons why he didn't do what why he didn't react, why he didn't help the other girl. But I could see the effect. I could see that other bloggers have begun to like literally bully the other person. That is called online bullying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going back to Mrs. Halima, as a parent and also a guidance and counseling teacher, if your child is being bullied, how do you know that this child is being bullied, and what action can one take to know that this child is being bullied? And then, in an incident where the child is already being bullied, as a guidance and counseling teacher, what action do you normally take?
Thank you very much. I'm very grateful to join you with this very important topic. In fact, when we are talking about bullying is used to happen usually in the boarding house, that is boarding school, either among the female students or among the male students. You see, the senior ones are punishing the junior one, either seniority in class or seniority by age. So it's in a different form or different types of method they are using, either by beating or by telling somebody to kneel down or by telling somebody to them, the senior one will be sleeping them, the junior one will be fanning them, because the way the senior one are bullying them. Even if the parents say they should go back to the school, they don't want to go back. Mm-hmm. How do you know that your child is being bullied? Based on his behavior. Before, you will see that child, when it is time for him to resume, he is eager to go back to the school. But why he is bullying in the school? If it is time for resumption, you don't want to go back to. From there, you will know that they are bullying the child or the student. So you have to take serious action about it. Sit him down, ask him some questions so that you know what is happening in the school among him and the other students.
Mm.
That is how the parents and the teachers will know. Even the teachers, the way your student is acting in the class, if they are bullying that child in the hostel, you will know it through his action, through his behavior, through his attitude, the way he is even acting in the class, you will know that he is bullying in the hostel or in the school.
All right. Someone said that as a parent, I think since there are a lot of views and reactions regarding the recent bullying incident, someone was saying that it is when this particular girl being bullied should have slapped back the other person. Do you think, as a parent, is it advisable that you, as a as a victim or the target of bully, should you get back at the person who is being bullied? Like, should you slap the person back or be defensive? What do you think about this notion?
What I am thinking about it, if somebody slapped you and slapped that person back, that means you take law into your hand. You're supposed to go and report. Either in the school or in the society, you have our leaders, you have our teachers, you have to go and report. You will not take action, you have to go and report. That is important. Because that person that slapped you may spin you far, and he may be stronger than you. So, in the process, after he slapped you and slapped him back, you may have problem and he may injure you. So, the most important thing is you have to go and report.
All right, thank you very much. Going back to Coach Jidda, what are the necessary, or what do you think this bullying can cause to the mental health of children? Does it have any effect?
Yes, it does, a lot, honestly. And as you see on social media, a lot of people were outraged. You could see that a lot of people couldn't even sleep. If you see how the emotions were going high, you see a lot of, there was a lot of trauma. Many people were literally triggered. Why? Because a lot of people went to secondary school, boarding school, and most of us do not, we all are battling with all resolved trauma. Honestly, I wasn't really bullied that much, but it brought back a lot of memories, secondary school, boarding school memories for me. And even yesterday, when I was watching the video, I was literally shaking. And what I was seeing was that I think this video is a trigger, and it may end up being brought down by Facebook, because a lot of people were really triggered yesterday. And we all know that bullying have different types. It could be bullying. Bullying can occur between siblings. Bullying can occur between parents and literally parents and children. Parents bully their kids unknowingly. Bullying occurs between classmates. Bullying occurs between friends. You get me?
Yeah.
So the effect of bullying is really hard on our mental health, because it's like a wound. You literally picking a knife and cutting someone. You won't see the bleed, you won't see the blood, but it's literally like that. Bullying hurts a lot. It hurts them. It hurts our mental health. And I would say that there are people that have graduated from secondary school, boarding school, like for the past 40, 50 years, and have been battling with bullying. I have friends that even if we meet today, you will hear them complaining of the life we had and the friends that bullied them, the seniors that bullied them then, and they are still carrying the wound. The wound is still bleeding. The wound is still like literally hurting. And you know that bullying has a lot of negative effects, because the bullied can easily become the bully. You get it?
Yeah.
So there are many causes of bullying, as we know. So a bully can easily turn into a bully. The bully can easily turn into a bully, because when you push someone to the wall, when you push them to the wall, all that remains is for them to retaliate. So if they can't bully you back, they'll find someone else to bully.
Yeah.
They'll go back home and begin to bully their young ones, or they'll go back home and begin to bully their friends. They begin to bully other people. Or when you say, maybe let's say an SS1 student was bullied by an SS3 student, by the time they get to SS3, they have already been taught, they learned, it has seeped into their subconscious mind that this is the way to live in secondary school. So literally you see that the person that has been bullied in GS1 will definitely become a bully in SS3. So this is it. It's just like a vicious circle. Or at the end of the day, if you don't become the bullied, it will affect you mentally. It will affect your self-confidence, self-esteem. And it will literally reach far into your adult life. It will reach far into the work, the person you become later, the kind of parent you become, the kind of friend, the kind of boss you become. It shows up in different aspects of our life. So I would even recommend that the bully and the bullied should go for counseling, should go for therapy. Just so that they can literally find out what leads to the bullying, how the other person, how they become the bully, and how they were. Like, what led to this whole scenario?
Yeah.
Each and every person should have access to, like, a therapist, a counselor, or any other kind of help, any mental health. health professionally, really. Yeah.
Well, you know, you've really opened up on this topic, and there are a lot of things we don't get to hear about. Well, you're listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on a break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Media Trust. On today's episode, we are looking at the heartbreaking issue of bullying among school children. Before we went on the break, we were discussing on the possible health implication or psychological implication of bullying on the mental health of these children. Now, going back to Coach Jidda, we were talking about this, the mental, the psychological effect of these attitudes on this student. Let's go back to Mrs. Halima. How can a parent know that this child is being bullied as a parent?
Thank you very much. Once again, the way parents will know that child is being bullied for his society, as I said before, through his attitude, you will know that this child being bullied. Because if a child is being bullied, even if for time for him, you don't want to go back to that. Because I saw a student that tells his parents to not go back to that. The parents forced him to take the group. At the end, they now took that child to counselor office. When the child went there, they now sit the child down and asked him why before he liked this school, started from SS1, now it's SS2. Why he didn't want to do it? They say that because the senior ones are punishing him in the hostel. They will not even allow him to sleep. Even the food that he got from their family, from their house, you know, collect food from him. So they used to beat him seriously. That's why they don't want to go back. But from there, the parents now know that the child is bullied, whereby the parents transfer the student from the boarding school to the student's behavior, his attitude, even academically. As a parent, if you are educated parent, through academically, you will know that you are starting when you are looking at collecting his results. Before, maybe he is performing very well, but then his results, either you score A, excellent, credit, then later now you will not check his results, you will see pass, good. It's from there again, you will not see that chart. Why are you going back? Why before? You are resolved. That is also his book. Is he copying book or a note? If you don't have complete note, it's one of the things that you will know, yes, the child is being bullied. Because the child that is being bullied in the hostel, he cannot perform well if you are child down and ask him some questions. You will know, yes, my child is being bullied and you have to take action. How can you take action by going to that child?
All right, Coach, you've heard part of what she said. It's obvious that these children cannot open up to their parents to tell them that they are being bullied in school. So it's also important to note that not every parent is observant to know that, to notice these things. What role do parents have to play in understanding that their child is being bullied, and how can they, what can they contribute to make that child open up to them, to let them know that this is what I'm going through in school?
I believe the first thing we should do is we have to bring our children closer to us, even though that in most homes we were not brought up to be like that. We were not brought up to be close to our parents. Our parents usually generally just let you be, you get. We are not, some people are not literally connected emotionally to their parents. And this usually can easily be done when they were young. You bring them close to you, you talk to them, and you make yourself their safe space. They should know that they can trust you. They should know that whatever they tell you, you're not going to overreact. Because children, since when they're young, that's when you begin to build your kind of relationship. It is said that by the time a child gets to 13, 14 years, you've lost them. Because if you don't build at the early years, if you don't build the kind of relationship you want with them, they would have gotten their own narrative about you. They would have concluded to themselves that, okay, this person is unapproachable, this person doesn't trust me, this person, whatever I tell them, they are not going to listen or understand, or they are not even going to get it. So it's better I respond to, like, I turn to my friends.
Well, thank you very much. I really wish that we have a lot of time to complete or to continue talking and discussing about this issue, but that is all we can take in for today. Thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Do not forget that you can listen to or download these and other episodes of the podcast on buzzsprout.com, dailytrust.com, trustradio.com.ng, and on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You could also listen on a number of FM stations close to you. For sponsorship and advert placement, contact us on 081-055-73735. Thank you for joining us on Nigeria Daily. My name is Umm Salma Ibrahim. Bye for now.